So I would love for everyone to breathe with me for a moment and get present and get connected to your trusted source. And in starting, I just wanted to say I'm so honored to be with you. And welcome to this call on how to transform your message into a book and a movement. And my name is Elizabeth Marshall. I'm really excited to connect with you guys. I was looking through the list of all those who had signed up for the call, and I see a lot of familiar faces. The True Purpose community is so near and dear to my heart. And, when I got a download from my trusted source about doing this call for you guys and mentioned that to Tim, I'm just really honored to have this opportunity to connect with you in this new way. And at the same time, I've been involved in the True Purpose community in various ways over the last several years. I have, with Jeffrey, I've co-led the Purposeful Fee Setting course, and I've worked with Tim one-on-one for over 2 years to help publish and promote his book, True Purpose, as well as help him spread his message in various ways through the online group teleseminar and group coaching program. So as I mentioned, it's really an honor to be here with you today and to show you what it really means to make a lasting impact with your message in the form of a book, and to really help you answer the question, is it purposeful and right for me to transform that message into a book? So in addition to doing that work with Tim and to partnering with Jeffrey and Tim through the True Purpose community, I've worked with messengers at all different stages and at all different levels, many of whom have been best-selling authors with a really, well-established platform and a community and business, as well as emerging messengers who are just getting clear on their message and in the process of growing their flock and their tribe and wanting to expand their reach and their business and really make the difference that they know they are meant to make. So today, as I mentioned in on the landing page in the email, the purpose of this call is we're going to talk about how to transform your message into a movement, because it's a really tricky thing to do. You know that you're a messenger and you know you have a message that you're meant to spread, but how do you go from that certainty of knowing that you've got a message to get out into the world and transform that message into a publish, and then promote that book in a successful way and in a way that's right for you and purposeful for you? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and I'm going to be sharing with you the three pillars for sustained publishing success. Now, I want to be clear that there is not a cookie-cutter map, and in Purpose Land especially, it's all about, finding the right and purposeful path. That being said, I can tell you from my experience both in being a published author myself as well as working with messengers and authors at all different levels, these three pillars are very important elements in your publishing pathway, and I'll talk about how they fit together. And they're essential elements no matter what stage, your budget, your timing, or your goals. And these three pillars are tied into the work that I do with the amazing Janet Goldstein. Janet is a publishing strategist and a dear colleague and soul friend, and we've collaborated together in a number of ways, but most specifically through Book Breakthrough New York City, which is our transformational publishing event that happens to be coming up at the end of July, July 28th through the 30th. So you're going to hear me talk about some of the principles and teachings that we do together, as well as the work that I do on my own. And my promise from my heart, and I wish we were connected on video right now because you could see the hand that I have on my heart, and that today, although I may be sharing tips and specific details about the event, my promise to you is that you're going to walk away with valuable and actionable tips regardless of the invitation that I'm going to give for Book Breakthrough, because from my heart, Trusted Source guided me to deliver this call to you so that I can help guide you on the path to finding the right way to get your idea, book, and business out into the world. And in addition to that, as I mentioned, we're going to have Q&A down at the end of the call. So be sure to write down your questions. If you're on the webcast, you can submit those questions on the left-hand side of the page. And if you're on the phone line, you can press star 2 to raise your hand at any point that you feel prompted to ask a question. I may not stop right at that moment, but I'll see that you have a question and make sure to come back to you at the end. So before we dive into the three pillars, I want to set a context for the new world of publishing and what it means to be in an author and to stand out above the noise, you know, among the hundreds of thousands of books that are published every year, and to really succeed and thrive as an author in this world of publishing that has changed so rapidly in the last few years and even is changing in real time. So as I said, you know, this call is for us as messengers. And if you're a messenger with a message that you know that you've been called to spread, you are probably feeling pressure, perhaps lots of pressure. And that pressure can come in like good and not so good forms. From an internal perspective, you may be feeling pressure from your trusted source to make the impact. After all, you have this burden and this, you know that you have a unique blessing and a mission to fulfill. And as a result, you feel that sense of urgency. You feel that sense of desire. You feel that sense of yearning to connect with the hearts of those you're meant to serve. And actually, it causes me to tear up a little bit to think about the unique gifts that every single one of you have been called to deliver in this world. And I just want to honor that right now, before we even talk about books, because that is such a blessing and a wonderful gift that each one of you know the difference that you're meant to make, and that is a really beautiful gift. But as a result, you may be feeling that pressure like, wow, I know I'm meant to reach more people. My message is meant to reach these particular groups and these particular individuals, and that I am not blessing the number of people I'm meant to bless, and I'm not, you know, I haven't fulfilled my mission to completion yet. And so there's that pressure in a really positive way that you may be feeling internally. But then there's also the external pressure that, oh my gosh, can come from all sides and from all around us, both from purposeful and from not so purposeful sources. Of course, there's the, you know, ego and conventional wisdom that if you're a coach, consultant, purpose-driven entrepreneur, heart-based business owner, you've got to have a book, you've got to have a book, you've got to have a book. And a lot of that advice is, I'm telling you right now, not purposeful and may not be right for you. So both, you know, all throughout your journey as a messenger and certainly on this call right now, you know, stay connected to your trusted source, and you always want to check in and see what is the right choice for me, what is the right path for me. So, but it's tough. I mean, I see the emails. You know, part of my role as an agent of connections for messengers and to help messengers spread their message and sell their books and get their message out in a much bigger way, I'm constantly scanning the marketplace and staying on the cutting edge of what is working to spread your message, what is working and purposeful in the world of publishing and in the world of online marketing. So as a result, you can imagine I see so much in the form of, you know, email marketing and blogs and social media. I really stay on top of that so I can be of the greatest value to my clients. And I can tell you, I see these emails and this, you've got to write a book, you've got to write a book right now, this is what it has to look like. There's all these conditions and shoulds and if-thens, and I want to right now just free you from those and say, as I mentioned a minute ago, that there is no should, there's no particular time, it's all about what's right for you. And at the same time, you know, tied into your purpose, there is a right book for you, there is a right time, there is a right path and model, and there are the right collaborations and relationships, and those are unique and specific to you, and we're going to talk about those a bit more in a moment. But back to this external pressure cooker thing. So there's the, you know, conventional ego-based advice that, you know, depending on how active your parts are, you may be feeling more or less pressure, you know, from all that external advice. But then there are the messengers and change agents and authors that you know are purposeful and are connected to a trusted source that you admire, respect, and follow and look to for inspiration and guidance. Messengers and change agents like Tim, messengers and change agents like Lisa Bowles, like Jeffrey Van Dyke, like Suzanne Falter Barnes, and I can name a whole host of other very purposeful messengers, some on this call, like Valencia Ray, who you'll meet in a little bit because I want Valencia to share a story with you. But there are all these amazing messengers and thought leaders out there that you know are purposeful, and you see them publishing. You see them forging down the path of writing, publishing, and promoting a book, and that can is both an exciting and inspiring thing, but that can also be confusing as well, because what I want to say right now, if you take away nothing else from this call, well, there's many great takeaways, but if you take away nothing else, is that just because you are a messenger with a message to spread does not mean it's purposeful for you to write a book. There are we are so blessed, you know, with all the technology advances, with all the tools that we have at our disposal, teleseminars, video, live stream, oh my goodness, we could go on and on, you know, interactive ebooks, all kinds of ways to package and spread our message. We have this incredible freedom to package our message in a way that is right for us, our gifts, skills, and talents, that is purposeful for our audience. Is it the best way to reach the flock and to those who are meant to receive our message? And does it fit our timing, goals, and budget? So either right now on this call or after this call is over, I want every single one of you to check in with your trusted source. This is a bit of homework, so write it down. I want you to check with your trusted source and your inner guidance and ask the question, if you haven't already asked it, is it purposeful for me to transform my message into a book? Because if you don't ask that question, you're going to invest precious energy, time, money, and your heart and soul walking down a path that may not be right for you. So that's question number one to ask your trusted sources. And then if you are on this call and you know you got the thumbs up from trusted source and you are confident you have a book in your future, you just know that you're meant to transform your message into a book, then as we go through this call, you're going to want to check in and ask trusted source, what is the right time for me to publish? What is the right book? What is the right pathway and model? And what are the right relationships and support that I need? So one more piece of context, so you get this, as I mentioned, I promised you that we would talk about, where publishing is today and to give you an inside look at what is happening. Publishing is more accessible than ever before. It used to be, if you haven't had an opportunity to get a look into how publishing was for years and years and years, it used to be that you had to get an agent and you had to write a book proposal and you were pursuing the path of traditional publishing. And if and only if you were accepted by an agent, and if and only if that agent was able to successfully sell your book proposal, that was the pathway to transforming your message into a book. And thankfully, so much has changed over the last several years, and even within the last 6 months, 6 to 12 months. And I can tell you, since working one-on-one with Tim to help him write, publish, and promote his books, even things have changed immensely since that time. And so as a messenger who knows without a doubt that you are called to publish and promote your book, you have an incredible array of choices in front of you. There's the traditional publishing pathway, which is still very viable and still purposeful for many, many messengers and change agents. And that's the New York City publishing houses, your Hay House, your Random House, Penguin, Portfolio, for example, Seth Godin, who I've been so blessed to design and host 3 virtual book tours for. Talk about an amazing messenger and wonderful man and friend. He published with Portfolio, which is a business division of Penguin. So there's all these different, you know, big scale publishing houses. And then you have the boutique publishing houses such as Ben Bella in Dallas, which is, you know, gives you all the amazing opportunities that you would get from a large publisher with the, you know, more hands-on approach. And my client Carol Roth, who published The Entrepreneur Equation, went with Ben Bella, as well as my friend Shema Kabani, who wrote The Zen of Social Media Marketing. So you have the boutique publishers, which feel or as every bit as good as the large scale publishing, but gives you more of a customized approach, and there's a lot more freedom in terms of how you're going to package that message into a book. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. But you've got, you know, your different forms of traditional publishing. Then you have the full self-publishing route, which Tim and I felt was purposeful and right for him to pursue, and I'm going to give you some of the inside scoop on that. But then you have do-it-yourself and print-on-demand. You've got the ebook format, as well as some really exciting new digital formats called Vook, which Vook is a company based in California that create interactive ebooks that include music and videos. It's really amazing what they're doing. So the long and the short of it is that you have these all these different formats. And then there's all these different options in terms of your timing and budget. And so what I love about this is when, as a messenger who's called to spread your message in as big of a way as possible and through a book, you can do that more quickly than ever before. You don't have to wait until you have a $5,000 budget or a $10,000 budget. I can tell you that Tim's book, it's a beautiful book, and I trust that every one of you own a copy of True Purpose. But this book was not inexpensive to create. So everything from the cover design to the internal design to hiring an editor, because you need an editor to make sure that, you know, as great of a writer as you are, and Tim is a fantastic writer, you have to have editors, you have to have people at all stages of the process, and the investment that Tim made to create a book like this was upwards of $20,000. That is very expensive and, quite frankly, for many messengers, very much out of reach. And now, in this new age of publishing, you don't have to have $20,000 to publish your book in a form that you can feel proud of and that you can get out into the world as quickly as possible in integrity and with excellence and with purpose. But as a result of all of this accessibility and all these options, it can be really, really confusing to figure out what is the right format. Should I try to pursue traditional publishing? Should I take the digital pathway first? Should I do print on demand? What is the right path for me? It's really, really confusing. And as a result, what breaks my heart is I see, you know, messengers, like, it's kind of like the shiny object syndrome, you know? There's all these, and raise your hand, press star 2 if you can relate to that. There's so many amazing tools, marketing tools and options that it's really easy to get incredibly excited and to race off down the path of saying, ooh, I want to create an interactive ebook, before stopping to ask some of these strategic questions that we're going to go into. What is the right book for me? Great. Love the raising of hands. Thanks, Oakland, and thanks a few of our Skype callers. Yeah, it's really easy to get caught up in that, and as a mark, you know, as an agent of connection who you know, is up on all the latest and greatest marketing strategies, I have to stop myself from, you know, adopting some of the shiny objects as well, because they are way cool. But what you're going to walk away with from today's call is to have this framework, these three pillars that will help you guide you to the right choices for you. So we're going to transition into pillar number one. And the first pillar is, what is the right book for you, your idea, your signature concept? And as an author, to succeed and to thrive and to stand out amongst the hundreds of thousands of books, and I can tell you that on a sometimes daily, but certainly on a weekly basis, I get sent all kinds of books unsolicited from great messengers, some that are not so purposeful, and some colleagues and strategic partners who have amazing communities and platforms that send me their books, you know, to review and help promote. You know, sometimes I'm asked to do endorsements, but the long and the short of it is I see lots and lots of books, and it can be very challenging to stand out above the noise, given all the books that are out there. And I can tell you that even though there are specific people you are in communities and individuals and groups that you are called to serve, it can be pretty darn tough to cut through the noise and to reach their hearts. There is so much noise, and as a result, you want to make sure that you have the right title, the right concept, the right beginning, middle, and end, because I want to share a really important distinction. I trust that all of you on the call know what your unique blessing is, and you know what your mission is, or you have at least some mission information. That is not the same as a book. And I think what happens is that as purposeful people and messengers, it's easy to conflate, well, oh, I'm really clear on what my message is, but there's so much more that you need in order to transform that message into a compelling book. So I'm going to give you a few examples so that this feels really real to you. So Howard Behar, who's the former president of Starbucks and a very humble and inspiring messenger and change agent, his book is called It's Not About the Coffee. And that book was co-authored with Janet Goldstein, who, as I mentioned, is my partner in Book Breakthrough. And Janet, at the time that Howard hired Janet, Howard had been working on his book, the message that he knows he feels called to deliver on leadership lessons and the core message that developed over time inside of him as he was leading Starbucks. For 2 years, he worked on his book and kind of went around and around and around in circles and wasn't really getting anywhere, because to have a book that is compelling, that adds value, and that feels like a beginning, middle, and end, just like you would a movie, you know, or when you go see a play, you have to know how to package all of that together. And so Howard was not making any progress on his own, and when he hired Janet, they found a way to tease out the core elements of his message and package it into these 10 lessons from a life of leadership at Starbucks. And it's a really fantastic book. I highly recommend you pick it up. It's called It's Not About the Coffee. So I trust you can see from that example that your core message has to be developed into detail, into principles, into ideas and concepts that your reader can grab onto and then apply. And so if we come back to Tim as an example, because, given that I worked with Tim on his book, with True Purpose, Tim has a specific blessing and mission, which, is, by the way, we're always nurturing and growing our message because it's a living, breathing entity. But Tim's blessing and mission and core message is very different from all the detail in this book, meaning it's not very different. I misspoke. There is much more detail than in True Purpose and methodology and how-to steps and frameworks and principles and context. And, I'm turning to page 49, details about, the classic critic or judge, our inner part that is always pushing us to be perfect. That piece of detail that Tim has in his chapter on clearing a path through the ego is not necessarily the essence of the one-line phrase that he's going to share with people when he's describing his blessing and mission, or even talking about true purpose and the strategies to discovering the difference you are meant to make. So you see that there's a lot of additional detail and principles and how-tos and steps in the book that Tim has developed, tested, honed in communication with clients, both individual clients and group programs over time. And so there's two things that you want to look at when you're dialoguing with trusted source, as well as talking to your clients to get a clear sense of what is the right book for you. Number one, you want to look at the format. And so your message has to be developed into a concept with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then secondly, you want to look at what direct experience, feedback, and testing needs to tie in with my work so that this message and this book concept is not only purposeful, but furthers my greater work, the work I'm doing with clients, the speaking that I'm doing for audiences and groups, the group coaching programs I lead, the workshops, the nonprofit I run, whatever form your blessing takes. And so a couple more examples that will help illustrate this concept. David Allen, I'd love to see a show of hands. How many people know David Allen? Star 2. He's the author of Getting Things Done. He's really legendary when it comes to productivity. And, you know, I know Tim is a fan of his work. And it's about getting things done and, you know, keeping your mind like water and really being centered and purposeful and connected to your greater work. Great. See some good show of hands there. We have a good handful of people that love the raising of hands and then others who haven't. But, yeah, all good. So David Allen also got really stuck. You know, he had been delivering these Getting Things Done workshops for years and very successfully getting great results with clients. And he was trying to take the workshop and the structure and the format of that and basically have that be the book. And this is another one of Janet's clients. At the time that he came to work with Janet, he was also stuck for 1.5 to 2 years, similar period of time as Howard, just going round and round in circles in terms of how to package this book. And I share that to say that even when you're really, really clear how you deliver your group coaching program, that your keynote that you might give for a conference, association, or group, that's not automatically the concept, the beginning, middle, and end, or the outline and structure for your book. And so you really need the right guidance or support, whatever form that takes, you know, whether that be listening to more free calls, talking to authors who have paved the way before you, purposeful authors, seeking out expert advice, but you really want help in crafting that beginning, middle, and end so that it can be applicable for your readers who may not be able to afford to work with you one-on-one or to hire you for a group program. I'd love to stop for just a second and hear from Valencia if you want to just share like one thought or nugget with the group about how your book is a little bit different from the speaking that you do and how all of it fits together. So, Valencia, I unmuted you.
Oh, okay. Hi. So you, as far as the difference, there are similarities in some of the things that I speak on, so it just depends. So the overriding theme, though, has to do with personal power and how the brain is going to interfere or hijack your awareness around your personal power. So I'm not sure if that answers your question. What it's B-worded for me?
Yeah, no, that's a great nugget that you, I mean, there are similarities as well as differences. So, for example, in some of your chapters on how the brain works, you go into much greater detail than you possibly could go into in a keynote.
Oh yes. When I go, and as far as the book is to give, like, greater depth. So when I go into a keynote, I make it very relevant. I'm not as technical, and I make it very applicable to where they are in business or in their life, and then the book will go into more detail in certain chapters, but I do section it off in the book, too, so that people understand the whole book isn't about, it's not a science book in the first place, but there is a backdrop on it. But everything I speak, either be it business, like, for example, in business, it would be topics around your brain at work and team building and how maybe the brain blocks collaboration, for example, versus if it were a keynote that had to do with a women's organization that was dealing maybe with relationships, then you can tie in, it still has that principle of personal power and the brain and how it affects, perception affects your relationships.
Beautiful.
Personally. So, yeah.
Beautiful. And, yeah, you know, in being an agent of connection and wanting to foster connection and collaboration from within the True Purpose community and beyond as much as I can, I encourage everybody to connect with Valencia. It's valenciaray.com, and her book, which is newly retitled. We're excited for its relaunch. It's called Empower Up, Retrain Your Brain and Reclaim Your True Personal Power. So thanks, Valencia, and we may come come back to, but I just wanted to share, have Valencia speak, because within the True Purpose community, there are messengers. They're in the process of writing, publishing, and promoting their books. So I just share Valencia as a great person, purposeful person to connect with, and trust that she'd be happy to share a bit more about her experience if you wanted to connect with her. So I didn't ask her if she would volunteer that, but my trusted source said that that would be okay with her. So, all right, so that gives you two pieces that you want to think about with your write book, and to make sure that it's packaged into a cohesive story with a beginning, middle, and end that feels like a complete whole, that has the right details, the right chapters, the right concepts, so that the flock and the followers that you're meant to serve can pick up that book and gain great benefit from it, regardless of whether they end up hiring you or not, but yet it's tied to your overall business and greater blessing and work. And so we're going to transition into the second pillar, which is the right model and path. One of the most common mistakes that I see, and again, it just breaks my heart when I see messengers investing time, money, and energy in the wrong places, meaning the wrong for them. And the mistake that I see is that it's easy to think about your book as this separate thing kind of off to the right-hand side, and then your business and the work that you're doing with clients is kind of over here on the left. I can tell you as messengers, it's really essential for you to align your message, book, and business, because when your book is a side item off to the right-hand side and it's not purposeful and not in terms of your business and not connected, and it doesn't tell this cohesive story, then your book is not going to be helpful to you in terms of building trust and credibility with potential clients. So say, for example, you go out and give a talk for a particular group and association, and you give a talk on one topic, or say Valencia, for example, has this book on, you know, Empower Up, Retrain Your Brain, and Reclaim Your True Personal Power, and yet then her business was about career coaching. Well, reclaiming your true personal power can certainly relate to your career. She is about empowering leaders to reclaim their power and to be empowered from the inside out. So if she was talking about, you know, productivity skills, that would be a mismatch from the message of her book and the work that she does with her individual clients and the group programs that she leads. So you want to, in talking to trusted source, you ask that question, what is the right book for me and what particular concept, the beginning, middle, and end? Because for many of, you know, Tim could have written different iterations of the True Purpose book, but he aligned the message, the chapters, the table of contents to fit hand in glove with the group coaching program and with the workshops that he had been leading. Now, for some of you, it's not going to be exactly a mirror image, but you see that when your book is aligned in terms of the steps, the process, the methodology, and it's a very close match to how you deliver workshops, how you deliver your one-on-one work with clients, it's a much easier, to use a marketing and sales term, sales cycle to, you know, you meet someone at a conference or at an event, you tell them a little bit about your purposeful work and your blessing, and they say, tell me more, and you say, in fact, I have this great book called True Purpose, and they end up buying a book, and they, as a result of reading the book, they say, oh my gosh, I really want to sign up for the True Purpose teleseminar, or I really want to sign up for this workshop. So you see how all of those elements tie together, and you want to make sure that your book is part of the integrated whole versus the side item, off in outer space or way off to the right that's not tied into your daily blessing and work. Another element of your right model and path is choosing the right publishing pathway for you, and this is a really big one. And so in working with Tim, we talked to Trusted Source as well as, you know, we had discussions about what it would look like for Tim to traditionally publish versus self-publishing. And I can tell you that, you know, Tim, in terms of his platform and following, at the time that we were working on, you know, the publishing part of his journey, he had a very large following already of 20,000 plus subscribers and followers in his community. He had trained, you know, hundreds of coaches at varying degrees, you know, everything from the, you know, the half day introductory workshop all the way through those of you, I see a few certified true purpose coaches on the call. So there, you know, he had great experience. His methodology was tested. So traditional publishers, I can tell you, they're looking for, number one, do you have a compelling idea that has been tested in real time with clients? Is it more than just theory? Does it work? Does it produce results? Does it make a difference? So that's one question they're asking. The second question they're asking is, does this author have a built-in infrastructure and a platform to sell their books and promote the message of the book? Because one of the things that has changed in so dramatically is that regardless of whether you self-publish or traditionally publish, it is up to you 100% to promote your book. And so even when you have a traditional publisher, they are, you know, they're paying for the cost of printing, binding, you know, distributing your book, all of that good stuff, but it's up to you to promote. And that's what they are wanting, traditional publishers are wanting to partner with authors who can promote. And that includes very soul-driven publishers like Hay House. By the way, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. Patty Gift of Hay House, who is the senior editor. She's going to be one of our special guests at Book Breakthrough. I just wanted to share that because we love Patty, and she is so amazing and such an awesome, inspirational woman, and we're really excited to have her back for the second year in a row at Book Breakthrough New York City. Anyways, going back to the pathway and the model, Tim, in other words, was, you know, could have had an agent and could have completed a book proposal and shopped his book to the traditional publishers because he was qualified for all the right reasons. And yet, in dialoguing with Trusted Source and in looking specifically at about how he wanted to package this book and how much of the methodology was non-negotiable and not up for editing or changing, Tim needed to have complete editorial control over his book. And when you self-publish or do print on demand or publish an ebook, you have that editorial control to say, you know what, I'm open to suggestions and feedback, like maybe this paragraph doesn't make sense or maybe this doesn't read quite right, but what I'm not, you know, willing to do is to cut, like, for example, in the chapter on self-study methods, Tim would not be willing to cut out method number 4 when he talks about meditation or, you know, some of the other indirect methods. That was going to be an essential piece of the book that when you have a traditional publisher, they have some influence and some ability to say, you know what, you might want to edit this section or, you know what, this piece of the concept doesn't feel like it's working. And so for Tim, you know, looking at his timing, budget, and goals, we felt that it was right and very purposeful for him to do the full self-publishing route, which, again, was not cheap, but yet his book is beautiful and it was very, very successful, is very successful and was very successful with the launch. But that gives you an idea of some of the questions that you want to ask in terms of the pathway. We go into, you know, some of what the pathways look like and what's right for you at Book Breakthrough, but that just gives you a taste of some of the questions that you'd be wanting to ask when you talk to Trusted Source and dialogue about what is the right model and path for you. And I'm going to go to the third pillar, and then I want to make sure that we have time for questions, and then also, again, want to share from my heart this invitation to join us for Book Breakthrough. The third pillar is, who are the right relationships and collaborative partners? So at every stage of the process as an author, from the time that you're forming your idea before you even started writing, to writing, editing, publishing, getting ready to launch, launching, continuing to spread the message of your book, because it's, It's long past the launch. You want to make a lasting impact as an author. Otherwise, my dear messengers, please do not invest time, money, and energy if you just want to publish and not, you know, dedicate and commit yourself to consistently selling your book and spreading the message of that book, because it is a sprint marathon and it does take dedication. But all along the way, you want to make sure that you form partnerships with the right collaborators. So whether that's an editor, whether that's for those of you who are able to partner with publishing houses, or even resources in the self-publishing field, book cover designers, marketing partners, no matter who it is, those need to be, it goes without saying, but it doesn't. I've seen so many partnerships that are not purposeful. You want to find the right collaborative partners for you that understand your core message, that are excited and emotionally invested in the work that you're doing, as well as those who have the right skills that you need that add to the process. So say if you need help with the editing, that you find an editor that can add to your writing, the work that you've done so far, or a book cover designer that really gets the essence of your book so that it is greater than it could be on its own. And then a second type of relationship is that you want the right strategic partners. One of the things that I see with authors and messengers is that they, you know, kind of hunker down and work on their book without pulling their head up to say, oh my gosh, I need to be building my following and, you know, sharing this book with my tribe, growing my subscriber base, my blog following, so that when this book is launched, I will have an audience to share it with. You want to be building relationships with purposeful individuals, associations, and groups, not just potential clients, but with other authors and messengers, with, you know, groups and associations that might be able to bring you in to speak, as well as other purposeful groups, so that they know what your message is about and they can be with you along the journey, and you can announce on your blog or in your newsletter, hey, I just finished chapter 7 and I'm really excited. You know, this is the core message. You know, what has been your experience with this? So that you get not only input and purposeful feedback from your following and from purposeful partners that support you, but also so that you have their emotional support and the excitement, and that they are ready and waiting when your book comes out. So I would just say that around this, obviously in addition to talking to Trusted Source about these different collaborators and expert help as well as strategic partners, that you don't wait. It's really important not to wait until your book is finished, but the minute you know that you have a book in your future, to begin building relationships with those strategic partners. And so we've talked about three pillars. We've talked about the right book and concept for you. We've talked about the right model and path, and we've talked about the right relationships and collaborative partners. And these are the three pillars around which Janet and I have created this transformational publishing workshop and event called Book Breakthrough. And I'm just going to be very brief about this, but from my heart, I want to share this with you, because even if it's not purposeful for you to join us at Book Breakthrough at the end of July, along with Valencia, we're excited that she's coming. But as you read through bookbreakthrough.com, you will gain so much value by understanding and getting a deeper sense of how all these pieces fit together and what it looks like to have a book breakthrough and to truly thrive as an author. So you can go to bookbreakthrough.com and certainly get information about the event. But again, you'll get some additional detail in terms of what we've been talking about today, in terms of how ideas, relationships, and strategies all fit together. But, you know, Janet and I created this workshop, you know, in response to Trusted Source and to help messengers, change agents, and thought leaders who are struggling, who are either publishing the wrong book or publishing too soon or not making as great an impact with their book as possible, to show you how to align all these elements and to invest in the right places at the right time. So, yeah, we're really excited. It's in New York City at Midtown Executive Club. It's Thursday, July 28th through the 30th, 2011. And this event, we are so blessed. In addition to the teachings and the messages that Janet and I will share, we have some unbelievable collaborative partners. We have best-selling authors Todd Kashtan of the book Curious, Carol Ross of Entrepreneur Equation, Les McEwen of Predictable Success, the last two of which have been private clients of mine, as well as publishing insiders like Patty Giff from Hay House, David Moldauer from McGraw-Hill, which is a business imprint, and some of those who are really innovating in the publishing space, some experts from Domino Project, which is Seth Godin's publishing company, as well as the authors at Google program. So we're really excited to be able to personally connect you with some really amazing people within the publishing industry that you will be able to personally connect and talk to both at the event on our publishing panels as well as a cocktail party that we have put together so that you can purposefully connect and have one-on-one conversations with them. That's all I'm going to share, because if you talk to your trusted source, if it's right and purposeful for you to come to this event, you'll know, and you can reach out to me with additional questions and clarifications. In fact, we're going to have a Q&A call tomorrow, Friday, July the 8th, at 2 p.m. Eastern time, which you can join that call as well if you want to get additional clarification about whether this event is right for you. But I'll say between now, we have a Bring a Friend offer that out of the spirit of collaboration and nudging from Trusted Source that we felt right to offer. If you do choose to register by Saturday, July the 9th, which is at the end of the night, so basically by Sunday morning, if you register, you will receive a Bring a Friend ticket free as part of registering, which is really amazing. And being pretty collaborative within this True Purpose community, you guys certainly can partner together and invest in the ticket and divide it out however you want. But that's from our hearts, our offer to you. Certainly you can register after that date at $697, but for now, through Sunday morning, you can register for $697 and get that bonus Bring a Friend ticket. So you can go to bookbreakthrough.com and grab all that information and details. And also, by the way, we're having a Twitter party tonight, and we're giving away some prizes and some goodies. So if you truly feel called and Trusted Source says yes to coming to the event, you might want to check that out as well. All right. I'm so excited to answer any questions that you may have. I really wish that I could open up the line, but I was having that static. So if you know that you have a question, please press star 2, and I can open up the lines and field that question. Also, Sheila Kelly, if you're on the line, I would love for you to raise your hand as well. So what questions do you have about uncovering the right book for you, the right purposeful book for you, the right model and path for you, and the right relationships? And I'll take those questions. I think I see Sheila. Let me unmute Sheila. Sheila, are you on Skype?
No, I'm on a landline.
Oh, but I hear you. Great.
Oh, good.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I'm so
Hi,
glad
everyone.
That you're here, and I want to make sure that we get to questions, but would you just say a few words about what Book Breakthrough meant to you last year, since you're one of our 2010 alumni, and we just loved having you?
It would be a pleasure, Elizabeth. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yes, I attended Book Breakthrough last July, and there were many gifts from the workshop. I'm a True Purpose coach, but one of the major lessons or learnings from me was the importance of connecting my book with my business. I've been called to put a message out, to bring out a book, and I was really struggling. It was really good for me to hear about David Allen and Howard of Starbucks, to know that the struggles they've had, because it feels kind of like the same thing with me. But I would say, in addition to getting that message really clear, that pillar about connecting it to your business, it also what I want to say is that if anybody on this call wants to partner with the best people in the business, Janet and Elizabeth, as far as I'm concerned, and as many, many people will attest to, are the real deal in this business. When Elizabeth says she's coming from her heart, she absolutely means it.
Thank you.
The thing about Janet and Elizabeth is that they really care. And in a dog-eat-dog world, in a world that is so competitive or can be so competitive, Janet and Elizabeth really, really care about not just the book, but the people behind the book. So this is turning into a testimonial, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Sheila. And I have tears because I remember the amazing connection that we had at the event and in person. I mean, that we have and that we were able to foster at the event. And, yeah, I really appreciate your words and say that, yes, regardless of whether the time is right for you, and your trusted source will tell you that wholeheartedly Janet and I care immensely, and it is so important for us to see messengers thrive and make an impact with their work. So thanks, Sheila. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So area code 510, I would love to hear your question.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
Hi, this is Tabor in Oakland.
Hi, Tabor. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
And, my question for you is about the various publishing paths, because I heard what you said about the advantage for Tim of not having any editorial interference, and I know, you know, you have a much higher profit margin when you self-publish. So I'm wondering if there are any real significant advantages to being published by a publishing house, and how I would know whether those are important for me.
That's a beautiful question, Tabor. Thank you for asking, because I know that it's a question on others' minds as well. So let's see. I have several different answers. Let me see where to start. So I want to first say that while as purposeful messengers, there are going to be aspects of our book concept, the beginning, middle, and end, that are non-negotiable. And we get a strong edict and download from Trusted Source that they have to be included in the book. And yet, it is important to partner and to be open to receiving feedback from those who have Trusted Source connections. So, for example, Sheila has received, you know, some guidance and feedback on her book concept that if she were not open to receiving it, she would have published the wrong book. And so there's a fine balance there between you absolutely can traditionally publish and have, if it's the right publisher, then you want, you know, they will be able to offer guidance and support from an editorial standpoint that allows you to maintain the integrity of your message and actually the editorial direction that adds to and makes it even better. So as messengers, we don't have to act in a vacuum and to act alone. And so I share that to say it's not automatically the right, you know, the right choice to self-publish. One of the things, in fact, I recommend, we're giving away a copy of Janet's Publishing Reset Home Study Program tonight on the Twitter party. So if you happen to be around at 5 p.m. Pacific, you might pop in, because we're giving away a copy of that program. And she, in great detail, has outlined the various publishing pathways, including, you know, what does it look like financially? What are the qualifications for traditional publishing versus self-publishing? What does it look down, drill down to a very, very granular, detailed level?
Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful and answer your question?
Not so much.
Okay. Well, yes. Say more. What else would be helpful? And while I'm doing, I'm sorry, Tay, but while I'm doing that, please press star 2 if you have a question, so I can, I just refreshed the hand so I can see who has an additional question.
What would be the potential significant benefits?
Gotcha. Yes, sorry, thank you. I knew I missed part 2. Thanks. So where do you traditionally publish a book? One of the there are multiple benefits. One of the most obvious ones being when you are accepted for traditional publishing and you have an agent and your book proposal is accepted, the publisher is paying for your book to be published. And as I mentioned in the case of working with Tim, you know, when you're doing a self-publishing book with several thousand, you know, a couple thousand copies or more, you know, the range of investment can be anywhere from a couple thousand dollars to $20,000 and on up. It can be very, very expensive to publish your own book depending on, you know, certainly the print-on-demand options have gotten a lot better and look more like a published book. But if you want your book, for example, to be in, if it's purposeful for your book to be in Barnes & Noble and in the retail stores and to get distribution for your book and have it be on Amazon, there are going to be certain qualifications and criteria that you have to meet as a self-published author that cost money that are automatically required when you're traditionally published.
Okay. So that's one.
Yeah, not only that, but in terms of distribution, when, say, for example, you went to Lightning Source and you did a print-on-demand book, that's not going to include distribution. And so what that means is that you're going to be selling your book at the back of the room. Like, for example, if you, you know, speak for a group or you do a workshop, you're going to be selling it either through your website or, as we like to call it, door-to-door, and won't have the benefit of distribution through the various bookstores and channels online. Now, that may not be purposeful or necessary for you, and, you know, you can talk to Trusted Source about that, but those are two of the biggest differences, the cost as well as the distribution, and if it's in the pathway for you to be, you know, a well-established keynote speaker and to spread your message, you know, through the speaking circuit, then those are questions you really want to look at carefully.
Mm-hmm. I know a fellow who does distribution for self-published books, and that is apparently quite successful at getting them placed in the bookstores and stuff.
That's
like that.
Right, and that's a great addition. Yes, you can self-publish and get distribution, but it's not automatic. For lack of a better way of saying it, it's kind of an application process that the distribution channel or company won't automatically take you on. They'll want to see your marketing plan and see what you've put together to support the launch and the sales of the book. And so when you're self-published, that's not going to be a given, versus when you have a traditional publisher, that's rolled into the mix. And at the same time, when you traditionally publish, there's an expectation of that you're going to sell a certain number of books, you know, because they're investing in you and, you know, spending money to publish your book and to distribute it. And so it's, you know, the agreement there, both, you know, the handshake as well as the contract, is that you're, you know, have a plan and that you're going to be able to sell a certain amount of books. And this is where the purpose piece comes in, that if it's not purposeful or what the right model for you to sell books and to promote on a large scale, then the traditional publishing pathway is not going to be right.
And these days, as I understand it, the traditional publishing houses won't probably be doing much to promote and market your book. That's still going to be pretty much up to you anyway.
Yeah, and that's right. And we'll segue to other questions just to give space for everyone, Tabor, but you're asking such great questions and making great points. No, it is, and this is a really important piece to take away from today's call. It, no matter how you publish, digital, print-on-demand, self-publishing, boutique publisher, full-scale New York publisher, you are the CEO of your book and business, and it's 100% up to you. The publisher might do a few things, but I like to say that's gravy and a bonus if they do, that you will be save yourself from heartache and frustration and you know, unmet expectations if you go into the publishing process eyes wide open, taking 100% responsibility and opportunity and saying, this is up to me. I am the CEO of my book. And yet, all along the way, there you can get support and partner with people. Thank you, Tabor.
One last quick question.
Can I, let me see. Let me open it up to others to make sure I haven't skipped over any questions, and then I'd be happy to come back to you.
Okay, thanks.
You know, sometimes our phone line here that start the raising hand feature doesn't always work. So I've opened up the lines, and amazingly, our static is gone. If you have a question, I'd love to hear from you. And the line is open, so you can speak up. Do you have questions on how to package your message into the right idea or package it to fit your business and to attract the right relationships? Okay, well, we have a lot of...
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
In terms of attracting the right relationships, I'm not clear how that would work. So that's a big, broad question, but...
Yeah, okay, so Valencia, for you... the right relationships mean, you know, now that you're further along in the process and you have a completed book with, you know, purposeful new edits and a new title and some changes. But since your book is completed at this stage of the game, you're looking for purposeful partnerships, the other authors, the other coaches, including True Purpose coaches, as well as, you know, soul-driven entrepreneurs, leaders who have tribes and communities that can help you spread the word about the book.
Okay.
In addition, it's purposeful, you know, organizations that we've talked about and we'll work on together in our one-on-one relationship, but with groups like, say, eWomen Network that are full of, you know, entrepreneurs and leaders who need to tap into their true personal power.
Right. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Excellent. And yeah, for those of you who are not as far along in the process, the right relationships look like, okay, if I'm going to self-publish, then who is the right editor? Who is the right strategist to help me put this book into the right beginning, middle, and end? And once I've done that, who can guide me, you know, throughout the process? So in Tim's case, he worked with both me, Janet, as well as a woman named Brooks Nolgren, who is a book shepherd, and Brooks helped us bring in the right editors and book cover designers and, you know, some of the technical elements and find the right purposeful people to help Tim go from message to completed book. Thanks, Valencia. Well, so Tabor, we'll circle back to you as a last question, and then we'll wrap up for today.
Okay, great. My question is, these days, is there still a big cachet associated with being published by a publishing house as opposed to self-publishing? In other words, would it be significantly more helpful to you in speaking or getting publicity or things like that?
Beautiful question. I will say that the cachet is definitely still there, and yet it is not. It used to be a barrier that you know if you wanted to speak inside major organizations, speak for major conferences and associations, that you pretty much had to have a traditionally published book. That has totally changed. I'll give you an example. There's a man named Cameron Harold, who is the former COO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and he has a book called Double Double. as well as my private client, Les McEwen, who wrote a book called Predictable Success. Both Les McEwen and Cameron Harold are 20,000 pop keynote speakers. Very great, purposeful guys. They both published with Greenleaf Book Group, which is actually a hybrid. It's all the benefits of self-publishing with the distribution of traditional publishers. And so those are two examples of keynote speakers that are in demand and very successful that did not go with the typical traditional publishing house. And certainly Tim has been asked to speak for major organizations and groups being fully self-published.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, that if you go the self-publishing route, the book just is going to need to look of the quality and the professionalism of a traditionally published book, and that's where it gets more expensive. So, Tim, we did it completely on like the do-it-yourself version with Brooks helping us find the right, contractors for the editing and book cover and all that piece. And then with the examples of Les and Cameron, Greenleaf has a lot of those elements in-house, and I can tell you that with both of those scenarios, you're looking at several thousand dollars because that's what it takes for the book to be of the caliber that you would get from a traditional publishing house and see on the shelves at Borders or Barnes & Noble.
Great. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And any final comments, observations, reactions, takeaways before we wrap up? I'd love to hear any ahas or wins that you have or takeaways. Great. Well, we have some people that have muted themselves back out. But as again, from my heart, it's so wonderful to connect with you today, and it's my honor to help share these frameworks and some really critical tips and principles to help guide you along the path to transforming your message into a book. And if you know it's right for you to get that book out into the world, I invite you to talk to Trusted Source about joining us for a book breakthrough at the end of July, July 28th through the 30th in New York City, with Janet and myself and some amazing publishing insiders like Patty Geft at Hay House and some other many other incredible people that you can see on the website. The website is bookbreakthrough.com. And regardless, I would just love to connect with you further, and please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Elizabeth Marshall on Facebook, Elizabeth Marshall on LinkedIn, and then at Liz Marshall on Twitter. Blessings to you, my dear messengers. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.